It's time now for the Outdoor Report, brought to you this morning by Wells Guide Service and Betty's Cafeteria. Good morning, Mr. Wells.
Good morning. How's everything in Bamers this morning?
Everything's doing pretty good. How about down there at Lake Seminole? What's it looking like?
Well, right now it's fine. There's absolutely no wind, overcast. We've already had a really big shower for the last 30 minutes. It rained pretty hard here, so we've got our rain out of the way for the day, and it's just clear sailing from now on rest of the day, and go fishing.
Yeah, sounds like a plan. Fishing still doing pretty good out there?
Oh, yeah. I got the Tuesday night big fish tournament out of Faithful Landing. I got the results of it last night, and Newt Dunn from Gretna won it with a 5 3/4-pound bass, and Nick Jeter was in second with a 5.6. A lot of fish caught out here. Mr. James Lewis had a 4-pounder. Scotty Lewis had a 3-something. It's just a lot of fish caught, and it seems like they're having a good time every Tuesday night.
Yeah, I need to look into that tournament. That might be a good one to try to enter.
Oh, yeah, I don't think it's but $10 or $20 a person, something like that, and sometimes they have 30 boats up there, so you can win a pretty good little pot there on Tuesday night. I think it's from 6 to 10. So they have a good time up there in their limited water space from Wingate's cut up the Flint. You can't go down on the lake. It helps those that have the smaller boats and smaller horsepower boats where they can't run all the way to the dam and catch some fish or something. They kind of make it an even playing field, I guess you'd say.
10-4, that sounds pretty good.
We got a full moon tomorrow. Now, the brim may not bite too good right on the full moon, but today, yesterday would have been a good day. Today, tomorrow be okay, and the weekend should just be excellent. We only got a 40% chance of rain and the high around 90 all weekend, so it's not going to be too terribly hot. The hybrids are schooling out here. The brim ought to be bedding. We know the largemouth are biting by these tournament results, so ought to be a good weekend. You got a west side tournament Saturday, 3-fish limit, so there's ample opportunity to have fun fishing.
Yeah, those hybrids are pretty fun. Get you an Alabama rig out there, and when they go to schooling, you can catch a good bit of them jokers, and that's fun fishing right there.
Yeah, no doubt that, and I'm partial to top water. I love to see them hit that top water bait.
10-4. Well, anything else going on?
I guess that's about it today. We got to go to Thomasville, take my mother to the doctor, and other than that, it's going to be a good day, I think. We got the kids' camp tomorrow, final day for this week, and then we got a couple of more camps coming up. They just having a ball. We're going to fish around the boat basin tomorrow, so it ought to be fun.
All right, that sounds good. We'll talk with you again in the morning.
All right, everybody have a good day, and watch these thunderstorms.
You've been listening to the Outdoor Report, brought to you this morning by Wells Guide Service and Betty's Cafeteria. Hey, all you fishermen and hunters out there, before you head to the lake or the woods, don't forget to stop by Betty's Cafeteria for breakfast. Betty's is open early at 5 a.m. with a full breakfast buffet. And if you're in a hurry, you can try the Betty Burger. It's a ham, egg, and cheese sandwich on a toasted bun. If that's not what you're looking for, they can make just about any breakfast sandwich or biscuit you could want. So the next time you're headed to the Great Outdoors, don't forget Betty's Cafeteria, 1500 Dothan Road, where the locals eat.